Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Government pensions are something that people are very, very sensitive about, and rightfully so, right?
Canada Pension Plan.
You've worked your whole life in Canada or some portion of that.
You've been contributing for years.
Right. Yeah. You know, people want to get the maximum pension that they're eligible for depending on the decisions that they make of when to take it and so on and so forth.
Here's what I find very interesting, maybe because we're Canadians, this is a kind of our mantra. You know, we've contributed to the Canadian Pension Plan. They tell us how much we're going to get. If we receive that paper or we've seen it, then a check comes or an automatic deposit into our bank account, and that's it.
Right.
We don't question it.
Correct.
We don't wonder if that's the full amount or not the right amount or what. We just don't always question it.
Right.
Which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out that maybe Canadians are not getting their full amount.
Right.
That gets our attention.
It does.
And so I think we need to talk to people who've figured this out, that they're not getting their full amount, right?
Certainly caught somebody else's attention. I'll introduce our guest in a minute. But back in 2019, I think it was, the government has gone through, CPP has gone through an enhancement program. And the idea being that contributions made by you and I as employees and our employers were to go up. And that was to, in the future, enhance further the amount of pension benefit that we're to receive. Well, it turns out that perhaps the systems aren't in place yet for those people that would have retired in 2019, like let's say February 19 or later, to actually capture that portion of the enhancement that they're entitled to. And that's what we want to talk about today. We've got a guest that has certainly done the math and uncovered this particular problem. Doug Runchie is the owner of DR Pensions Consulting. Doug, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for doing the show on this subject.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you a layup here because I'd like you to just, you discovered this doing some math with a client of yours and you came up with a discrepancy that you couldn't account for and you did a bit of investigation. Tell us a little bit about that and what you found.
Yeah, I do calculations all the time for clients for a number of different reasons, one of which is to help them decide when to take their CPP. So I had done a calculation for somebody that was starting their CPP effective January 2021, and they had earnings in both 2019 and 2020. And so I had told them how much to expect in their payment. And when they got their payment, it was a little bit smaller than I had told them, not a lot, but a little bit smaller. And they came back to me and said, "How come?" So I did some further checking to make sure I hadn't made a mistake and identified fairly quickly that the reason was all they were receiving was the basic portion of their calculation and not the enhanced portion.
Oh, that's okay. We understand you're a busy man. Let's talk a little bit about what the enhanced benefit is and what the program is that was, I guess, missing. Now, you have spoken, I think, also to the government department responsible for this, and you've gotten some feedback. So flesh out a little bit about what people should be expecting and why, what that difference is due to, and then what you anticipate to happen.
Okay. The enhanced is being phased in over about 45 years. So eventually it'll be a significant increase to the CPP amount, approximately 50% more than what it is currently. But it's being phased in over 40 years in that your enhanced earnings are averaged over 40 years. And then it's being further phased in the first 5 years are not a full 1/40th even. The first year was 15% of the eventual amount, second year 30%, and 2021 is up to the 50%. So we're being phased in really gradually. But what it works out to, if you had maximum earnings in 2019, it would increase your CPP retirement pension at age 65 by just about exactly $1.50. And maximum earnings in 2020 would be a $3 increase. So right now, that's all that anybody is missing out on, about $4.50. By the end of 2021, this year is going to be worth about $5. It's up to almost $9 a month, or a little over $9 a month, in potentially lost benefits by the end of 2021 if they haven't got the programming fixed by then. And their target to me was a year from now, so about July of 2022. But most of their staff think they're paying the full benefit now. Most of their frontline staff at Service Canada believe, or at least they speak as they, though they believe, that they are paying the full amount. So they're not even telling their staff they're not paying the amount. I don't know whose decision it was or wasn't, how conscious it was, or they just haven't been able to reprogram their computers, and they're not telling anybody about it.
So Doug, what I find very interesting about this whole situation is this would have never been caught if someone didn't come to you to get the calculation of their Canadian pension plan. And I can probably think on, maybe I can probably name about as many people on one hand that have actually gone to someone like you to get a calculation done, not only for CPP, but for pension valuation, to yep. understand, should you commute a pension, should you not? Like, it's not a lot of people who do this. So they're not sure. They're putting the trust and faith in the government on the papers that they receive or the check that they get, and that's all they do. I think it's very Canadian of us to do that.
yeah.
Right? So give some advice to our viewers and listeners about why we think it's important that they should get these types of things checked, maybe even double checked, because they get some information from their employer, they believe it to be true. They get information from the government, they believe it to be true. And it is what it is, and that's how they move on with their lives. But you're catching stuff, and yeah, it's probably a $3 issue today, but it could be hundreds, if not thousands of dollars over their life if they miss something like this. Walk me through the benefits of using someone like you to get their information and accurate information.
Yeah. Well, I think you've said it as well as I can, is that, and as far as I'm aware, there is nobody like me, other than me, for validating the amounts of the Canada Pension Plan. I worked for the government for 30-some years, and part of one of my roles was in training the staff in how to do the calculations. At that point in time, it was important that the staff understood it. It seems to be now they're trained on how to look up information, but not on, they don't fully understand the calculation routines behind it, and they can't explain anything that's not in their manual. So the only way to validate, and I'm not suggesting that the government routinely underpays people, and eventually I think they'll get the programs redone and they will pay retroactively. There's no doubt in my mind that even if I hadn't uncovered this, they eventually would have completed their reprogramming and they would have been the heroes. They would have come out with a bonus 2 years from now and paid people an extra $100, which is maybe the catch-up for their 3 years' worth of benefits, and then pay them a little bit more each month. But as I say, they're not even being truthful within the department to tell staff that they're not paying it, and they've got two different computer systems. The estimate system, the system that spits out the SOC, the Statement of Contributions, and the online estimates, it does include the enhanced. So they're telling people up front you should get $1,207 or something, and then they pay the person $1,203, and they don't even explain why those two systems aren't the same.
Shocking. The left hand's not talking to the right hand, eh? That's shocking.
Well, no, absolutely. And Doug, I think you said something very important there. I was going to ask, what is your expectation of what will happen here? And you said your expectation is that the government will pay on a retroactive basis. So it's not that everybody is going to lose this benefit. It will get caught up at some point. That's the good news. I'm glad you stole their thunder, though, yeah. So that they don't get to present that as a windfall bonus. It is actually a delayed payment. So, Doug, thank you very much. Thanks for all the work that you do. Thanks for finding that, and I'm glad that you joined us today.
Great. Thanks for inviting me.
We've been joined by Doug Runche. He's the owner of DR Pension Consulting. You know, it speaks to proper analysis and planning, I think, right? Yes, this would likely have got caught, right? Yes, we will likely get caught up in the payments at some particular point. But that's not true of everything.
Yeah.
Right? It speaks to the idea of just doing the analysis, putting in the hard work up front, okay? And then testing to that, making sure that you're getting what you thought you're going to get.
And working with people who know what they're talking about.
Right.
People like Doug, people who are retirement transition specialists who focus on this type of stuff, who can catch these things. And it's right. not just a $3 issue I'm referring to. It can be thousands and thousands of dollars,
sure.
and it can be a bunch of errors, even on the tax side.
That's right.
So how do you bulletproof your entire retirement?
Yep.
We're going to be talking about that at our next upcoming webinar on Tuesday, August 24th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Calgary ranks very highly in an international study when it comes to work-life balance. You want to find out where we rank? And why? Stick around after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.